Farmers, did you know it only takes 3 or 4 seconds to be pulled down in a grain flowing out of a grain bin? About 20 seconds to become completely buried. Remember, excess moisture in the crop can cause it to set up and form a hard crust. Never enter the bin to break it up. Use a long pole from the top of the bin or through the door to collapse it. With our wet harvest and likely wet spring, North Dakota Farmers Union wants you to be safe. Your life and your family's livelihood depends on it.
Welcome back to Farm Talk on day number 2 of the ICE Show, International Crop Expo, a very appropriately named show because, yes, it was about 30 below wind chill here this morning. But we're joined now by North Dakota State University Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department Chair, for now, for a while anyway, but I understand you're looking for your replacement, Ken Hellevang.
We are. We want to just go back to being an extension person, let somebody else do the administrative work.
It was fun while it lasted, or was it?
Well, it's like a lot of positions. There's good days and there's some that are challenging, but all in all, it's fun to be involved in the variety of things that are happening in our department with the precision ag being such a popular topic and a new program in our department. A lot going on there, as well as the more traditional things that we've been working with.
And the traditional things, like just putting grain in a bin, has been just a big challenge this spring, this winter. And as farmers know, and as the sun climbs higher in the sky, start emptying those bins, there's been a lot of tragedy. And in Minnesota seems to lead the country in some of these grain bin deaths.
Yeah, it's certainly all around us. And we go back and look at kind of history or trends, years where we have challenging storage years. That's when we typically will see more grain entrapments and more hazards associated with working with that grain. And so we're trying just to remind everybody of those hazards. Do not go in the grain bin. Just do not go in the grain bin. Things happen so quickly and with such force that if the grain isn't flowing, we need to figure out a way to change that from outside that bin.
What was your message in your presentation this morning? What were the bullet points?
Well, we started out with the safety hazards concern and then moved into a little bit on just about all of the different types of grains that we're working with. That whether it's wheat, corn, or soybeans, it seems like we had a wet year. A lot of wet grain went into storage. We probably did fairly well over winter, but we're approaching the time of the year when temperatures start warming up. We have solar heat gain on these bins, and we need to be making some decisions and looking at, is this a bin with enough airflow so I can do natural air drying? Maybe the moisture content exceeds that natural air drying capability, and we have to be thinking of taking maybe even soybeans out of the bin, running them through a high temperature dryer. So lots of different things that farmers need to be thinking about this year.
And once grain has gone out of condition, can you get it back into condition and while leaving it in the bin?
It gets to kind of what's the definition of out of condition. Certainly, we need to be aware of temperatures that might be changing in the bin. Grain temperature tells us a lot about what's the quality of the grain in the bin. So we should be monitoring the temperature. If the temperatures start increasing, we need to be running the fans to cool that grain back down to hold that grain. Unfortunately, we had some problems last fall with sprouts in wheat and ended up with poor falling numbers. We're not going to change that with our drying system. That's quality that we can maintain, but not fix what happened last fall. And the same thing would be true with corn. We ended up with a lot of corn that ended up with more breakage, more foreign material than what we would typically have. Unfortunately, a lot of that goes into storage and makes storage problems more severe, but there's nothing that we can do outside of cleaning the grain to improve that quality.
So, as now the sun climbs higher in the sky and strikes that south wall of the bin, what are some things that producers need to keep in mind?
Well, I really emphasize that we have more solar energy hitting the south wall of the bin now than we will have in the middle of the summer. And that sometimes doesn't make sense until we realize that, well, the sun is a lot higher in the sky in the summer. But there's enough intensity there that it's melting the snow and it's going to be warming the grain. And particularly this year where we've got wet grain in the bin, we need to be monitoring the temperature, maybe running the fan periodically to keep it cool, and then either switching over to pulling it out, running it through a high temperature dryer, or doing some other kind of management with that grain.
Okay. What were some of the questions that you got after your presentation this morning? What were, forefront of farmers' minds here?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are just, you know, uncertain about what moisture content ended up being going into the bin. And that's one of the things that I emphasized, is that we need to cool the grain in order to store it well over winter, but our moisture meters or testers don't work well on cold grain. So I encourage them to collect a sample, put it in a sealed container, a plastic bag or whatever, bring that into the house, let it warm to room temperature, have your moisture meter at the room temperature, and then check the moisture content. That's the only way that we're going to really get an accurate measurement of what that moisture is. If we're checking a sample that's cold out in the grain bin, very likely that isn't going to be an accurate reading. And so this year we're making a lot of decisions, and we need to make sure that the moisture content is accurately measured so we can make that good decision.
All right, words of wisdom from North Dakota State University Extension Grain Storage Specialist and Ag and Biosystems Engineer Ken Hellevang. All right, and farmers have questions, or you have publications and information on your website, don't you?
Absolutely, and we've done a couple news articles recently, so if they just go to the NDSU Extension website and look at the grain articles that have come out. I did one on safety and one looking at all the different types of grain to help them look at what moisture contents they can run through a high temperature dryer versus do an air drying. And so that information is up on the web.
Okay, super. We'll check it out. And in the meantime, I guess the one phrase to say is over and over again, stay out of the bin.
Absolutely. We constantly get fooled that we can get in there and do something, but with the capacity of grain moving today with our unloading systems, within a couple seconds we can be totally buried, and our chance of success then is extremely poor.
Ken, thank you so much for your information, which we've kind of taken for granted for so many years, but this winter you are very well appreciated, so thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty.